What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Kinda Cool Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Three High Dudes. It's our sponsor for this episode. Now, just kidding. But anyways, welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast. Today is labeled the boys episode, because I got my boys here.
The boys.
I got John. I got Josh. And we're at Josh's house. We just chilling.
Kicking it.
Say what up, John.
What's up?
Say what up, Josh.
How's it doing?
How's it doing?
Yeah.
How's it going?
How's it doing? All right.
How do it be?
So you guys know the drill. Like, subscribe if you want. And what I was doing on the podcast last time, you can donate to this thing. Well, not even donate. You can subscribe on Anchor. And if you donate, if you're the first person to donate some money to this podcast, you're going to get a special shout out. Just for you, one video on the channel, so do that. You can find the link in the description for that. I think that's all I got to say for the intro, so let's get it. Josh, what do you want to talk about?
I thought the topic was already going to be had.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
John? I was prepared to answer, but
I got something. I'm just saying.
Interdimensional travel?
Yeah, you went there.
I don't know.
That's my topic. You stole it.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just playing. John, what do you want to talk about?
I can't think right now.
He can't think right now in general. John's a little shy, I think. He don't even want to look at any of us.
A little high.
Oh, okay.
This man went for the punch.
All right, so what I want to talk about. Conspiracy theories.
Do it.
You got any conspiracy theories that you like, Josh?
There's lots of weird ones out there. I don't know about any that I just cling to.
Yeah. Dope.
I like... I don't know. I like that. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect? Where like...
Oh.
Like
where, yeah, that's the interdimensional thing.
Yeah. I kind of went... I didn't even mean to say that what I said earlier, but...
Oh my God.
So like, you think we're in a parallel universe right now, or you think there's many universes?
I feel like there's definitely a lot of universes out there.
I mean, there has to be, right?
That's why you get deja vu.
But only can you imagine being in a parallel universe. That would be dope.
Yeah, like, what if you actually worked Jonathan's job, and Jonathan worked your job? What the heck? That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think it'd be any different.
I was about to say, we kind of be doing the same thing.
Guys, it's the joke. But you already have the same job.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll get you now.
What about you, John? You got some conspiracy theories you believe in? How about cryptid? You know what cryptids are?
I love cryptids.
Yeah?
I'm quite interested in them.
Now you can tell me. What is that?
Josh, you know what they are. Hit us with it.
Like cryptozoology, bro. Like Bigfoot, he's a cryptid. Stuff like that.
Oh.
Like Mothman, the El Chupacabra. Yeah.
Like people.
El Chupanibre.
People claim up and down they've seen, but there's no real hard evidence.
This reminds me of the Bigfoot show. What was it?
Finding Bigfoot?
Yeah. I couldn't think of it.
Well, there's been so many Bigfoot shows. Yeah. It's kind of hard to pinpoint just one.
Yeah, they searching for Bigfoot. There's even like YouTube people, of course there is, that search for shit. Like they're just out there in the woods and fucking with their cameras and their big ass lights. Like, where's Bigfoot at? Shining their big ass light around. Like, that's gonna find. Yeah, you're gonna find him.
They got their buddy breaking twigs in the background.
Yeah, he's like,
woo!
He's like, over here, I found something. And it's just a fucking twig that's broken half. This could be Bigfoot. Look at the way it's shaped. It's big. It looked like a big ass toe broke this little twig, and they're like, "Yeah, I think that's right. Let's go home. We got something."
You see a hole in the Bigfoot suit with some blue jeans.
Some blue jeans.
It's the most redneck shit you've ever seen.
Mullet hanging out at the back.
Bro, it's like, is that like, that's Bigfoot? And someone's like, "No, that's just my Uncle Eddie." He's out there. He's hillbilly Eddie.
Uncle Cletus is out here throwing rocks.
Yeah. I feel like we could, if we wanted to, we could probably just go search for Bigfoot. We're out in the country far enough. He's probably out there somewhere chilling.
Yeah, he's probably at that four-way right there. Looking through the open curtains, just, what's up?
I fucking love Bigfoot. I wish that he was real. Like, is he gonna We gotta find, someone's gotta find Bigfoot someday.
I get a real I feel like he put off a real good Harry and the Hendersons vibe. Like, if you ever watched that movie.
Yeah.
He's like, everyone hates Sasquatch, but he's just the sweetest dude, you know?
Yeah, I got you. You think? Yeah, I get you.
He only breaks twigs because he saw you were on firewood.
Aw.
You're just a selfish asshole. You rejected him.
Dang. Josh, you got some. I guess, does that movie go into some like,
no,
some deep stuff
no,
like that?
It's no personal thing. I was ranting.
Oh, gotcha. He just wants Bigfoot to
get
be.
Get me on a topic. I'm going over with it. Just know that.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm down for that. So, like, this is one that's crazy. 9/11.
Yeah,
fake.
9/11.
Or real.
That.
It was George.
George Lucas.
Curious George Bush. He said, "Can I break the steel? Yes, I can.
Can that field melt steel beams? We shall find out." This was a science experiment for George Bush.
No, I don't really believe like the deepest conspiracy that like Bush did it, but I definitely think that it was something weird. Like this, it's not. I don't think it was completely like a terrorist attack. I feel like it was
on
the inside.
They wanted to do demolition on the building, and they just said, "Fuck it, we're gonna call Terry's."
Right, they don't evacuate the building before we're closed.
You don't have
for
any
today.
Habibs on the plane. Put him in the pilot seat. Drive them into the nearest building.
Are they Russian?
Yeah.
Drive them to the nearest
building. I may not
community.
Have my ethnicities right.
But it was.
Give him some vodka too.
Give him some vodka too.
Give
him some
vodka. Let's pour some vodka on him and get out of here.
Use the McCormick's to fuel the fire.
Oh god, it would burn. Can McCormick's on fire melt steel beams?
I don't know.
Damn it, I can't even talk.
It's not a sponsor, by the way.
McCormick vodka.
Please do not try to melt steel beams with McCormick's.
Thank you. That's one of the disclosures. I think so. This is what. Yeah, I do have questions as well. It's not like. I think it's like. 9/11 truthers are like horrible people, I feel like. Like, if you're like all on the conspiracy train. But if you like have questions, like, I think it's not clear cut, you know? Like, why? I want to know who were the people on the plane? Like, who were the terrorists, right? Like, why isn't there a famous 9/11 terrorist? Like, this dude was, I guess it's Osama bin Laden or whatever, but like the people that actually did it.
Did he do that one? I don't know.
No, I mean like orchestrating, right?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Not like the actual flyer of the plane. Like, I want to know who were the guys that actually did the, carried out the act, right?
It was the people at the Valero.
The Valero.
The Valero.
The Valero.
They gave him $100 and just, here, do 9/11. And they said, all right, we're on it.
I said, can I get you anything else today, sir?
Oh my God.
I know it was you.
You just go. Oh God! You're so high. Go into 9/11. You go into Valero, and you're like, I know it was you.
I know it was you.
I know you.
You son of a bitch.
You oh my bitch. God! That's, I still take the Snickers though.
Flat Earth. Is the Earth flat?
No, God, no. The Earth's not flat.
No.
Why not? You see the curvature? Why aren't we tipping over
it's
right
It's rounder
now?
Than Belle Delphine.
People who've been to space see the curvature of Earth. You can see the curvature of Earth from the top of Mount Everest.
Really? You've been
yes.
up there?
No, but
I mean,
who's been
many
up
people
there?
Imagine being up there high, though.
Anyone you know that you trust?
Science, I guess? I don't know.
Science is a liar sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think the Earth's flat.
Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? It's one of those shows you should watch. Like, if you like Trailer Park Boys, like we're watching. Yes. Definitely.
But, you like, look at the moon. Like, why wouldn't we be the same shape as the moon?
Right. Like, all the planets are just flat. No, we're looking at the one flat side of it.
Yeah.
It's
and the
not,
other,
like, skinny, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, that weird thing happened where you could see, what was it, Saturn and some other planet, Jupiter and Saturn or something.
Right.
And you could see that they were both round. So why would we just be a piece of paper fucking floating through space? That doesn't make any sense.
Because it's
right.
planet shit.
Yeah. Well, that is a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of... I think they say that NASA fakes those pictures. That's not real. It's all faked by NASA. NASA's the enemy.
The
number one enemy of
them. Inside their house, too.
Do what?
So those are probably coming from the guys that sit there and do meth in their house, too.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you know what, the only, the thing I think about, Flat Earth is, the reason I mean, I know the Earth is round just from science. It's like, all proves it correct. But what I really trust is that, you know, Steve-O from Jackass, he flew in a jet with a guy, and he went so high in the air that he could actually see the Earth and see it curving. Like, yeah. So he didn't get into space, but, you know, if you go high enough, you can see the curvature of the Earth. Yeah, and Steve-O was like, bro, I was up there in that jet, dude. I was so high, I could see the curvature of the fucking Earth. And, is killing, bro. And so if Steve-O saw Earth and it's not, he says it's not flat, then fucking I believe Steve-O. So
yeah, I think Steve-O
is his truth. He would tell the truth.
He would,
right?
He's dedicated the last, what, 10 years of his life to telling the truth. I believe Steve-O.
Yeah, like fucking why would he lie about it?
Yeah, this man climbed on top of a crane for the whales. Okay,
right.
This was also the man that arrested, put a race car in a condom and either swallowed it or shoved it.
No, no, he wouldn't do it because he was scared his dad would be ashamed of him, so he made Ryan Dunn do it.
Yo!
Ryan Dunn
put the car in his butt.
Yep, car in the butt. Car in the butt. Looking like a fool with the car in your butt.
I actually paid $10 to watch Gnarly, his newest little thing that he has on his website. You can pay.
This special? Is it a comedy special?
Yeah, it's a comedy special. And it's pretty funny. He staples his ball sack to his stomach.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like a pocket. It's awful.
Well,
extremely hard to watch, but just prime comedy.
Yeah, you imagine you gonna do that show. Well, I guess you can do it more than once, but like, I'd be like, I'm only doing that show once, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, stand up comics travel around and imagine him stapling his nuts every fucking other night for a show.
That would suck. That would not be a good touring show.
Yeah, I remember that he
develop a new kink or
find a new
ball stapling.
You remember he had that special high voltage or whatever? I seen most of that where he has like the dude come and choke him out on stage, like chokes him and lifts him up, and then just fucking when he passes out, he just drops him. And so Steve-O's like drop into the ground, ragdoll, and he's like, he was telling a story about it. And he's like, Billy, do his voice again. I can't do it now. I can't keep a straight face. He's like, dude, the only fucking bad part about that is when they would drop me, he would drop me right on my fucking head, dude. I know, that's why I laughed. That's horrible. But,
no, that was a perfect impression.
But yeah, you drop him on his, he'd sometimes drop on his head and just, and he's like, if the show wouldn't work if I got fucking knocked out the rest of the show. Yeah. So, but he woke up and everything was good.
He just went right back on in.
Yeah.
Like a gangster.
What about evolution is rigged, right? Is that some people say evolution is rigged?
I think it happened.
Do you know about, oh yeah.
I think it went down at some point in history.
So, you know, like, are you a fan of creationism? or are you most of
religion,
an evolution train?
I don't really know how to feel about religion. You know, I've had my ins and outs with it. I used to sing at the church all the time and stuff.
Right. We all know Josh is I can only imagine days.
Yeah. Which I'm not ashamed of, you know. I had a purpose and cause at that point to do the things that I did.
Right.
The preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
I was in the church and all that stuff for a long time, till I got out of high school. When I went to college, you know, I wasn't at my hometown church anymore, so it's like, and I didn't want to go to church up there, really. You just had too much stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. So that's where it kind of, you know, turned away from me. But growing up, it's fine.
Well,
there was some weird stuff that happened, but, yeah, you know.
A couple of NJs passed around here and there.
I went to the same church since I was like 5, and I sang there for years, and then
that's all I say, get off the stage.
I moved in with,
he's so bad, you're throwing shit at him on the stage at church.
Yeah.
Throwing tomatoes,
beer cans and stuff, beer cans.
Woo, this guy stinks. Can't even praise Jesus right.
You feel Jesus, boy?
Do you feel him? Get off the stage! I'm sorry, what are you going to say, Josh? Do you even remember?
No, I totally lost it. I totally lost what we were talking about.
Shit. Oh, that's another.
No. I moved in. I moved in with my girlfriend now.
Mm.
And, yeah, they told me I couldn't sing there anymore because of that. And I was like, well, I'm happy doing this. I'm not going to make myself unhappy to follow a religion.
Because you're not married? Is that it?
Yeah, because we weren't married.
What? Is this a Baptist church?
Yes.
Ah. I didn't think that was that strict at Baptist churches. It depends, I guess, whichever place you go.
Well, I mean, there was one point where we wanted to do prom at their, like, their youth building, and they were like, no, can't do prom here. It's not what we do.
Right. This was at good old Caney, huh?
Yeah. And when I used to be in high school, I wore nothing but shorts, like, even in the wintertime, and the ladies at the church hated that. I'm like, why are they wearing shorts to church?
I thought this was America.
I'm sorry. I'm not Dale Earnhardt enough for you, motherfuckers.
Dale Earnhardt. Yeah, he's more Jeff Gordon up in this. Haha, gay joke, everybody. I had to explain it because I don't think you guys know who Jeff Gordon was.
I definitely know who he is, but is he gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Explain
well, that. I mean, I think so. I mean, not to call him out, but if he's not, you're welcome to send me an email and say, hey, I'm not gay, motherfucker. And I'll be like, all right, I'll correct it.
Yeah, I'll go back on the podcast, back to the boys, and we'll make it right.
I'll get them back together for a second podcast. It's an apology just to you, the whole thing.
I knew there was a reason KY Jelly was a sponsor on your fucking car.
God damn.
Durex.
All right. Back to conspiracy theories, I guess. You got strayed too far.
Is Jeff Gordon being gay not a conspiracy theory?
Ooh.
Or did he just openly come out and say, yeah, I'm gay?
I'm pretty much.
Okay.
Well, how about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Oh. I like them breaking up.
Yeah,
and then the Jeffree Star thing.
Stuff with Jeffree Star. I don't know how true this is.
No, I saw a video that the girl made it up just for to get people to like a hot take. Oh, I know some secret inside knowledge. She didn't know nothing.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Jeffree Star even came out and said nothing happened.
Yeah, right. Jeffree Star, like, he showed this meme of, like, this really goth kid running out with, like, Edward Scissorhands, and he's like, this is what I look like when I heard Cam's car pull up. And he was just, like, making a real joke out of it. It's pretty funny. There's been some fire memes come from the whole situation.
Yeah, there's been some fire memes, just in general, even the political.
Yeah, the memery.
Oh, my God.
2020 memes were about the only thing that came out on top. 2020 is gonna be
in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fucking... Yeah.
That's awesome. I think I'm going to take another shot, actually.
So any other, like, we talk about, like, celebrity drama or anything? Like, you follow any, like, YouTube drama? Or,
Belle Delphine.
Yeah, the sex tape. Did you watch that shit?
Bro, I literally... Okay, so we found a leak page on Twitter.
Who's we?
Me and my friends.
Oh, okay.
no, not Josh. Like, we were all...
I don't even have a Twitter.
We were all just chilling on Twitter, and then we found this leak page.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you sent it in the group chat, I think.
Bro, yeah, there's so much. There's so much there. Like, just the other day, she got in trouble for posting a video of her getting raped in the woods.
What?
Which was the
like real play. Or was it like a like
foreplay?
Oh,
role play.
Like
I was like, that's the video she decided to take advantage of.
It's on her leaked Twitter page.
She's the same one that sold her bathwater, right?
Yeah.
And there was like a big conspiracy going around that she gave everybody herpes.
Oh yeah.
Going back to conspiracy, they like. Was the gamer girl...
I guess it was more of a rumor than a conspiracy. Yeah,
was the gamer girl bath water spiked with HVDC?
HVDC? That's the freaking trucks at Walmart. That's the freaking grocery trucks.
HPV, something like that.
Yeah, that's more like it, I think. Yeah.
HVDC?
I don't know. I'm not a herpes professor.
Professor Herpes.
Professor Herpes here. I can tell you exactly where it's going to pop up on your body.
And I'll poke it with a stick. That's my advice. Man, let me see. And he starts poking with a stick.
Just poke it a couple times.
That's basically what gynecologists do, right? I don't
know. Take a couple Tylenol, drink some water, you'll be fine.
Gynecologist's office is just an old man sitting in a rocking chair with a stick. Sit down. Put your feet in the things.
And stirrups.
Stirrups. No, is that the things on the horses?
Yeah, but I think they're it's a universal term for things you put
horse
your
stirrups. That's not good.
Yeah. gosh, dang it. So the Capitol thing, what was that like? Was that fucking crazy, or were you like?
I just
at work,
I just
like, what the fuck
I just
is
know
happening?
As soon as I seen it, I was like, it's a bunch of fucking rednecks up there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of yee-yee trucks,
trucks. Neff's son and the niece are up there,
and you know I'm from that part of the country. No, but you know I don't respect that at all. Why would you storm that?
Right.
They're just mad.
Why would you storm the Capitol and then complain that you got shot? Like they said, a 14-year veteran got shot there, and they're all like, why would they shoot a veteran? Don't you think a 14-year-old veteran would know better than to storm the Capitol of the United States of America?
You know, I just picked, you said a 14-year-old veteran. Yeah, I pictured
a 14-year-old I'm ready for war, Paul!
Yeah. 14-year-old.
Where's the SKS?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I pictured it in my head. But, yeah, it's bad. They beat some dude to death. Like, one dude.
Yeah, it was a bad ordeal.
Yeah,
apparently there was a guy.
People were literally stealing shit and then selling it on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, they stole the podium, like the speaker, like the podium that says United States.
Yeah,
speaker.
They stole what? It.
They sold it on eBay for 14 G's.
The thing's like huge. You gotta carry it out.
Go, this dude was manhandling that mug.
He was.
Damn. Yeah. What if he just grabbed like the stapler or some shit? I got a stapler from the Capitol.
Someone stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Oh, they tried to get the emails off of there.
They're trying to get that sauce.
They want to see her nudes.
Yeah, they're trying to get it.
Trying to get the sweet stuff.
You know who she reminds me of?
Nancy Pelosi, you naked?
She reminds me, Nancy Pelosi reminds me of that Peter Griffin's boss in the brewery, the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Who's always trying to sleep with him.
Fuck.
That's what she reminds me of.
You know, man, Family Guy used to be the shit. You know, it's like a big meme now.
But it's everyone, still so funny.
Everyone talks about Family Guy, like, oh, it was so good, but it's like everyone kind of universally says it's like shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
I think that everybody that watches Family Guy has incorporated a lot of their speech from it.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff on Family Guy.
It's what I fell asleep watching too a lot. Back in the Adult Swim days of like, all right, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to the bed for school tomorrow. Whoa.
Those were the days when Aquatine Hunger Force would come on, Robot Chicken, and you'd just be laying in bed knowing you weren't supposed to be watching that kind of shit.
Pecker in your hand.
Yeah, pecker in your hand.
Vigorously masturbating to Meg Griffin. Not even Lois, you know. Meg comes on with her big old Coke bottle glasses.
That's
and I'm
a
like,
Coke bottle glasses. Coke
bottle. Oh shit! You know, that's something that makes me sad sometimes. Is that I look back at my like younger days of like being in high school and having free time and all that, and
so you just beat your meat.
Well, that hasn't changed too much, but it's like. I was just looking back like, man, those were the times I was the most free. I could literally watch anything. I had so much time. I could play these games. Now I have like such a strict schedule and all this stuff in my life happening. It's like, man, that was such a simpler, and I can never, never, ever, ever, ever have that again. You know? No, never.
I mean, one day it will.
You think in the death void I can do whatever I want?
Yeah. But it all depends on where you go.
Yeah, we all know where I'm going.
I'm going straight to hell. There's a nice little chair right next to the big man himself there for me.
Right.
Okay, I got AC, corn dogs, and chicken strips.
I feel like me and the devil would be such fucking homies. I feel like we'd just be in there fucking jamming some Body Snatcher.
Yeah. Are they demonic?
Pouring on the screen.
Well, no, not really, but they're just metal as shit.
Belle Delphine shaking that fat ass right in front of you.
You'd be down there more. Is that your version of hell or heaven?
I don't know.
Jonathan, you got a big thing for Belle Delphine, don't you?
There's no...
I didn't know this was a... Is that like your
He does talk
best
about her a lot. I have noticed he does talk
about
her a lot.
I talk about it a lot.
Is it funny to you, or are you like, she's like your best e-girl, you know, like...
I don't know if I have any, girl. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, I mean, like, if it's just Bella Fiend, you, like, really actually are invested in her career at this point.
I ain't invested in nothing.
Boy, straight simping over here.
Oh, yeah.
That's simp for the homies.
No, you're not.
Say simping for the homies.
Simping for the homies because they can't simp.
Oh, man. They don't got the funds. Ooh, to simp.
Got it. There we go.
They gotta have no funds if you follow that Twitter page.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had a Twitter in a while because I realized that Twitter. I'll
pull up this Twitter page.
Twitter is pretty much a porn platform at this point.
Right.
You can put anything on Twitter.
Yeah, you search like tit drop.
You ever do that? I don't know what you know.
Y'all never seen tit drop? There's a great Reddit too.
Reddit too.
Reddit / tit drop, and it's just a bunch of
what, like old women with saggy titties? Oh,
no, bro.
Anyone out there?
Oh god!
Don't search that because we are degenerates, but don't be like us.
Degenerates, but I've never changed.
A lot of content on that one.
Remember all of what she's releasing so far.
My goodness!
I've only watched like two of them, but it's not what she said it was. She said it was hardcore.
Are you disappointed? Are you really disappointed in the pornography, Jonathan?
Yeah.
His expectations were not met.
Yeah. It's a one on Yelp.
That'll be sex tape. One on Yelp.
Is it like a searchable thing on Yelp?
No. Yelp Delphine sex tape on Yelp. You have to go to like, IMDb for that one. What's the porn of IMDb? Like, is there a database for like all the porn like content, like the actor names and what they've else they've been in and all that shit? That'd be interesting. I'm sure there is. There has to
be. There's got to be some kind of
internet encyclopedia movie porn database. Stars. Yeah. All right, Josh, who's your favorite porn star? Go.
I don't partake.
When you think of porn, who do you think of? 3, 2, 1, go.
I think of Johnny Sins because he's the biggest meme in porn. Bro, invest in that part. Johnny Sins. Everybody.
I want to say Johnny Cash, Johnny Sullivan, Johnny K.
The doctor memes.
Yes,
he's the first astronaut.
The doctor memes kill me.
The one I sent you guys one a while back where it like playing the Avenger theme like dun 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 dun, and then like the guy says like who's gonna be seeing my wife today? And then it's like, oh, there's the doctor now.
I remember now.
Johnny Sins walks out. Plays the Avengers. Just ta-ta-ta. So great. It's so fucking funny. That's a great meme. Oh, shit. So you don't have no girl names, huh? You don't want to throw that out. I know you guys know some girls' names.
I'll not be a Khalifa.
Yeah. Mia Khalifa.
You know, funny story about Mia Khalifa. Because I'm a man of knowledge, not because I'm a man of pervert, okay?
Well, he's got his knowledge from somewhere, though.
He's a little bit.
I got knowledge from the internet, because knowledge comes everywhere. But Mia Khalifa...
Knowledge.
You know how she went through that whole thing where she stopped being a porn star, and she was like, oh, I'm not tired of... I don't want to have to exploit my body to make money, and blah, blah, blah. And she blamed the whole porn industry. Right. Even though it was clearly her, now has an OnlyFans.
Right.
Yeah, she has. She does have an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Why would you go through that whole drama?
Yeah. No. Why would anyone want your
just
OnlyFans
to fucking sell yourself?
Just go
again.
Right on Pornhub. And
right.
Find you.
They want the new content
and find all the good stuff.
Everyone
wants
the
new content.
Maybe that's a conspiracy theory about Mia Khalifa. Is maybe she just did it so that she would make more money on OnlyFans. Because she knew that people would want to invest more in it. Because they were like, oh, she quit, and now she's doing it again. Let's all go spend money on it.
Yeah. But I did see a story where she was, like, broke. Like, you know, because they don't get paid that much for the movies, you know. Or for the whatever they do, they don't get paid like you would think. They have this nice life or whatever. But
I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie The Girl Next Door?
The porn movie or the actual movie?
No, it's a movie called The Girl Next Door, but right. It's like this kid who moves into the neighborhood and he falls in love with his neighbor.
Right, I've seen it.
Doesn't know she's a porn star.
Yeah. And he walks into the room or something. She's getting ready to do it or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he's like a virgin, right, too, or something?
Yeah.
And then he like rents out a whole hotel room to like do it. And they're like,
her manager dude gives him a whole bunch of shit.
Ah, yeah, I saw that back in the day.
Pretty good movie. It's pretty funny. I actually have it. It's pretty good. It's not a porn movie. It's not.
This is Josh's attempt to get us these, like, you know, it's a good movie. I actually have it. You want to throw it on?
I have no desire watching that movie right now.
But just, it is here, though. Just in case. I'm trying to watch that. I can only imagine, though.
I do have that one too. In the same fucking crate. I'm fucking disrespectful.
I'm trying to see that how that song was created because I'm very curious.
You see, Jamin, you might be disappointed in the real story of how I ended up with that DVD.
There's no way I could be disappointed.
No, one of my friends actually, his name is James. He actually let me borrow it because he wanted me to watch it. I've just never watched it, so I've just had it since then.
Bro,
it's not even my movie.
You haven't watched it?
No.
So sad.
It's not that I don't have a desire to watch it. It's just that I haven't. Because maybe I don't have a desire to watch it.
And you know what's real fucked up that I'm about to say is that the guy, like, I looked up this movie, and I was like, because I've seen Mercy Me live in person in concert at the Chickasaw, what do they call that? The Tuskahoma Festival?
Oh, you went the wrong day, then.
That's the Sunday. They always have a Christian artist on Sunday, but they have the Honky Tonk Country Boys on Saturday and Friday.
Yeah, I've seen Gretchen Wilson at Tuskahoma, even though I have absolute pure hatred for country music in my heart.
Right, so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't lie. I know you have some country bangers on your playlist.
Well, there's Toby a few. Keith when I went.
Dang, I didn't, like. We got some big names.
Older country, I can get with.
Here there's Reba, too.
Oh, Reba's around.
Yeah, she's around here.
She's Okie.
I can't get with this Toby Luke Keith's Bryan. Georgia
really?
Yeah. More.
You got old Blake Shelton. You can't get him down here. He's too big shot now.
Yeah, he's up there. He's dating all...
Gwen Stefani.
Ain't no Harlem Black girl.
Harlem Black girl. Oh, my God. Hey, but anyways... What I was going for, the point I started was, I've seen Mercy Me in person, so I know what that fucking dude looks like. And I was like, the guy in the movie that's supposed to play him, yeah, he does, for real. He has like a bald shaved head, like goatee. The guy who plays him in the movie looks like a regular kind of chubby, handsome dude. And I'm like, that Mercy Me guy does not look like that. And I looked it up. And I was like looking side by side, and I was like, oh my God, they had to Hollywood-fy this guy because he's just that unpleasant to look at. They had to get a nicer guy to play the role. I was very sad, and that's very mean to that guy because you're so fugly.
Still got paid a lot.
Right.
Some people just have a face only a mother could love.
Right. Maybe he looks better now. He just had this 90s look. You know, he had like this.
He probably looks like the guy from The Singer of the Weeknd.
The singer of The Weeknd? The Weeknd?
After that surgery, bro.
I don't know his name. The guy that had surgery, and that looks like...
He is an individual artist named The Weeknd.
Wait, he did have a
He just recently had surgery.
He had plastic surgery
on his face. He looked like Lando that had plastic surgery.
He looks awful.
It was... I couldn't watch the video.
I'm gonna look it up and show you right now.
Wait, you watched the surgery happening?
No.
He looks that disgusting that you're gonna vomit.
He looks like Squidward whenever he had that surgery.
that handsome hot Squidward.
Yes.
Handsome Squidward face. Dude, no way. No fucking way.
So here's how he showed up to the whatever. It was like the Grammys or something?
That was
some award show.
Bandages.
What's his fucking real name?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying the singer on the weekend.
But
I mean, I don't know why he got surgery. He looked fine just the way he was.
Abel, I think, is his name. Abel something.
Yeah, that's the.
That's a before and after.
Well.
Or that's the.
That's an unhealed photo. Like, that's it's still all swollen and stuff.
What? Oh, okay. Bro, he does look like Squidward's face.
Yeah, handsome looks like face. Handsome Squidward.
Totally. And he also looks like a fucking JoJo villain. Like a JoJo the Bizarre's Adventure it's villain.
Pretty weird.
No, he looks like... He looks like fucking... Oh, what's his name?
I legit could not watch a single music video.
Bro, he looks like Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo.
It's disturbing.
You know, hey, y'all, are y'all singing the songs? You know who Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo is?
No, I have no idea. I just felt like that fit.
I know the expression, but I don't remember. It's like a Bo-Bo. Deep dark.
Here you go, look. It looks like fucking, Bo-Bo.
I do know who that is.
Man, why is his hair so...
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. This is an anime from, like, the 90s.
He's got that Supreme afro, sir.
Yeah.
That Supremos.
You haven't seen the meme with the jacket? Like, with that... People wearing that, like, Gucci jacket or some shit? It's been a thing, like, very recently. It's like a meme. It's like a Supreme jacket or some shit.
I don't recall.
It's been, like, people are, like... Show photoshopping other people's faces on it or something. Like, look at this fucking guy. I don't get the joke, but, you know. I'm not in the know enough. At least I know what it is. You guys don't know.
But I want to know what it is, but... I
don't fucking know shit about dick.
Shit about dick!
I don't want to know shit about dick.
Except my own, right?
I don't mind like the back of my hand.
So, you seen any good shows or movies lately, Josh?
I've been watching the absolute shit out of Trailer Park Boys.
Oh yeah,
I absolutely love it. I didn't realize that I would. It's not relatable because nobody actually goes around shooting up grocery stores with pistols. But it's relatable in the backwoods trailer park kind of way. And it just makes it so much funnier.
Right.
But I respect it
you
so
seen
much.
That, John?
No. It's never interested me.
I'm going to show you an episode later that's going to blow your fucking mind, sir. You're going to laugh your Excuse ass me. Off and have to go
I'm
watch
fucking
the whole
got
show.
Some burps. I don't know. You seen any shows, John, recently? John is like my anime guy. He tells me about the anime shows to watch.
He's on that hentai.
Bruh.
I ain't been in that hentai. I don't know.
Living that degenerate life with the hentai.
Joking.
He's going. When's the LoliCon convention that you're going to?
LoliCon convention.
Yeah, where's that convention you're going to again? For some good old LoliCon? Some
you're
lolly?
Going to what without me? You son of a bitch.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. He forgot. It's alright.
Don't remember.
Don't you go to no anime?
If I go to a LoliCon and don't see Belle Delphine trapped to a bed, dressed like a cat, I don't know what the fuck I'm going there for.
Alright. Fair enough.
I didn't know he was going that direction. I thought he was like Comic-Con. I didn't know he was talking about some hentai convention.
No, you're going, buddy. Too bad.
It's genuine. You're like genuine... Disregard for that. I didn't know.
I could imagine the horror in the moment that I hop in a vehicle with Jonathan and he's like, yeah, we're going to Comic-Con, bro. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm going to see so much cool Zelda shit. I love Zelda. It's going to be awesome. And then we're going to get there.
Right.
And it's going to be Belle Delphine strapped to a bed dressed as a cat.
And you're going to look at him like, what's going on here?
Bring me, sir.
Yeah. Did you set this up ahead of time?
She'd be like, what's that little fat... God, I can't think of the slug dude on Star Wars.
Jabba the Hutt.
I couldn't think. Yes. I think of the Mandalorian.
All you had to say was fat Star Wars, and I was like, ah, I know that guy.
Fat Star Wars? Holy shit. Imagine just all the Star Wars as a fat guy.
Bro, imagine if you could get a girl to dress up and to what outfit for role play? What would it be?
Ooh.
What would it be?
If you could get a girl to dress up as anything?
Yes.
Oh god.
Oh my! There's so many things that you could possibly want from that, though.
I know that kind of factors into what I could actually picture. Like, I don't know. I guess you could wear a wig and stuff, but. I think, like, this is going to be very degenerate of me, but it'd be, like, the only thing I can really think of that would be interesting to me right in this moment is like a One Piece girl character.
I tell you what, I want to be sitting at that island one day, just like making some quesadillas or some shit, okay? And I want Rhiannon, my beautiful girlfriend, to just bust through that door, come through and just beat my fucking ass on the floor. I want to just beat my ass, bro.
Right?
And then I want her to, like, my blood, like, I want her to not just go easy, like, oh, we're role playing because we're going to do, like, I want her to fucking punch me in the face really fucking hard and then just be like, bedroom now, bitch.
Oh, no. So you got like a domination role.
No, I actually don't have that. Like, so I would appreciate it if you just cut everything I just said out of this place. I went off on rabbit trails and I don't ever want repeated.
So you can just say, this was a joke.
Yeah, it was definitely a joke.
Gotcha.
For sure.
We all get it. You're
just a submissive one. Wait, you have leather and whips and shit too?
No.
So dominatrix style?
I actually have quite PTSD from being bullied as a child.
Oh no.
I don't want her to bully me.
Got a strap on.
Yeah.
I just see your bullies chasing you with their fucking gimp outfits on and their bikes. Like, come back, Josh.
No.
They're dressed in their leather and they're whipping at you. Like, come back, you little bitch.
Come back, you son of a bitch.
And then that's what's giving you PTSD. PTSB.
PTSB. Post-traumatic stress. Where does it go?
Oh, shit. What about you, John? Belle Delphine. Yeah, you want her dressed up as just like wear the fox outfit or whatever?
I want her to have pink hair with.
I have no idea. I don't know. Honestly, it's pretty disappointing stuff.
It's your question. You don't even have an answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's my question. But
you were interested in us, what we had to say.
Oh, you said Belle Delphine. Wait, what about Belle Delphine?
Like, I don't know. Maybe she copied the signature look, you know? Like, have the pink hair, like you said.
She wears certain type of fox ears.
I'm okay for that. You want it to be her or nothing, huh?
If I had to choose, I would have to say... I don't know.
Velma from Scooby-Doo. Just going to town, she's like, Jinkies, Jinkies.
I'd have to say it would be, going back to Star Wars, it'd be Slave Leia.
Yeah. That's a classic. It's classic.
I'm your brother, Luke. No, you're not. No, I'm not your brother. I fucked that up real good.
it's for the nice gay couples that want to do it. Yeah, the trans.
I'm your brother.
Yeah.
I'm your brother.
However you.
I'm your brother, Luke. What is this?
It's good. More.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah. Really.
Wait. So.
What about a superhero? Like
into Marvel. What do you think about the upcoming? I think it's called. It's gonna be a movie. Mm-hmm. The Vision.
Oh, the Vision and the Scarlet Witch?
Yes.
The WandaVision show?
I don't know if it, is it a series or a movie?
It's going to be a show.
Yeah. I would watch the shit out of it.
It's on Disney Plus right now, the first two episodes.
What about Thor, Love, and Thunder?
Yeah,
I liked Ragnarok a lot.
So I need to see a trailer. This one is...
This one's going to be too iffy. Love and Thunder? Why would you add love into a superhero?
Natalie Portman is playing Thor. Thor is, like, not in this... Well, he may be in the movie somewhere, but he's not, like, the main character.
That's going to be, like, a female Thor, mostly?
A female Thor, mostly.
Of course they would fucking choose Natalie Portman.
Thor is going with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought the actor actually said he wasn't going to be playing Thor. Nah, I'm probably right.
That's Chris Evans. That's, like, Captain America, and... But he's rumored to be signed on back to Marvel again.
I hope not, because I want to see that black Captain America... Throwing that shield around, like,
right? Good old Anthony Mackie, the Falcon.
Yeah,
guys, I know all about this. I mean, didn't you watch my video where I went through all the movies and shows that are coming out?
Yeah, I've seen that. I was really impressed by that particular video because of the editing style. I really liked it, the green screenish.
Yeah, I fucking love.
It's a good video.
Thanks, man. I found what I like. That's kind of stuff's what I really like. I think it's cool. It's work, but I think it's funny. Like, what I do for my stuff is I do stuff that I want to do and I think is funny or cool. So then if I do that stuff, I'm happy. And if anyone else watches it and they don't like it, cool. If you do like it, then cool. I'm just making stuff I like to do, so.
Yeah.
That's what it's about on this whole creation thing. It's a good hobby, I feel like. Hopefully one day it keeps growing, you know. But subscribe. We're almost to, we're past 700. Let's get to 1,000. That's my goal. The first goal.
Yeah, that's really dope. Last time I checked your channel, it was 500. It wasn't that long ago, so you
made it's a good little jump there. Yep, it's going pretty quick.
I'm proud of you.
It's gonna be fun.
You're gonna get there, bro.
Yeah, when I get to 1K, we're gonna have like a party.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna
alcohol.
Yeah, I might. I mean,
and I could only imagine
if we can get there. Like, we have to get there this year sometime. When we do, I will probably drink because I'm doing a sober thing right now. But Josh is playing with his inhaler right now, like a real adult man that he is.
Sup, Wheezy?
Yeah.
Young Wheezy, baby.
Lil Wayne totally fucking stole that from me. I know he did it first.
Right.
But he robbed it from me in the future. Because if I was ever going to be a rapper, it would be nothing other than Wheezy. But I can't do it anymore because of Lil Wayne.
I'm thinking about spoilers for like an upcoming video that I'm going to do, but I'm going to make like a rap song. Like, I don't know nothing about music and recording it.
I know a little bit about music, bro.
You want to be my producer?
I'll be your producer. I'll figure it out real fast.
Make a beat. We'll
have to get the DAW and all that.
What's that? DAW?
Digital Audio Workstation.
Oh, I like the acronym.
I can help a little bit. Not a lot, but I can help a little bit.
That's my goal, is to, in one day, make a rap song. So, like, that's my challenge. I have to record the vocals, find a beat, write something down.
I'm really rhythmy. I can make you a beat.
Yeah.
Then I can make you a beat.
And just release it, like, in one day. I have only one day to make it, and no matter how it turns out, I just have to put it out there. So
putting chicken nuggets in the air fryer.
It's probably going to end up being more like a shout, bitch, 1,000 times, and like,
yeah, let's get fucked.
You know,
bitch, let's get fucked up, bitch.
Yeah, that's...
Drink some Sam's Choice water, bitch. Take a fucking shit on my inhaler, bitch. Probably going to take a piss, bitch.
Bitch, after everything. I fucking love my wife, bitch.
Bitch, she makes me dinner every night, bitch. Tastes really fucking good, bitch.
Tastes really fucking good, bitch. Holy shit, that's funny.
I'm not a good. I'll never be a rapper.
Right? Hey, wait. Can you write those lyrics down for me? I have to remember that. Don't let that slip.
I don't think you can ever leave.
Don't let that go.
It's left a permanent mark now.
Oh fuck, dude.
There's audio evidence that it happened.
Oh yeah, I can just listen to this back and be like, oh, that's my song. Thanks, John. Was you gonna say something a while ago?
I don't even.
We kind of interrupted,
bro.
You.
I ain't even gonna lie.
We all kind of started chasing some rabbit trails.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, oh, we were talking about like Marvel stuff.
I still don't remember, bro. Even then, it's like gone.
Nah. Yeah, WandaVision. People have been kind of. I've seen mixed stuff on the internet, and I don't have that much interest to watch it. So, if unless people start saying that it's amazing, I probably will just kind of, you know, it's one of those that, like, maybe if I turned it on, be like, oh, this is actually really good. But I have no motivation to actually turn it on, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, the other stuff on there, be hyped to see, but this one just... Yeah. Ready for the Black Widow movie to come out.
That one's going to be good. And I'm excited for the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you know, Suicide Squad 2 is going to come out before that.
I don't really know how to feel about that one.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Harley Quinn movie?
Birds of Prey?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, see, I knew Jonathan was going to be the first one on that.
He loves
Surprisingly, that. I wasn't.
Not the first, the second.
second
out of everyone in the world.
I actually haven't seen it, because...
Me neither. It's the same problem.
It felt to me more like it was going to be like more like a Marvel, but it was a chick flick Marvel. Like, I felt like it wasn't a movie that... Unless you're Jonathan and you simp really hard over anything like that, then I feel like it's just not like a movie that I would watch, because I feel like it wouldn't be as action-y as I wanted it to, because it's more focused. I don't know. I don't watch it, so I can't really judge.
Birds of Prey had a pretty good amount.
I mean, it's a movie about Harley Quinn, so it's liable to have some crazy stuff in it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah, fuck Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He can suck my dick.
Yeah, I just don't like it at all.
Nah, Jared Leto's an okay actor, but yeah, I wish he had more time in that movie, because I think there was some interesting stuff that they could have done, and it just seemed like he didn't have that much to actually do, you know?
Yeah, the real problem was that whenever they put that movie, like, in the advertising stage...
Right, he was a big part of it.
They hyped him up so much just to give him 15 minutes of screen time, mm-hmm. and it was awful. And he didn't even... his acting wasn't even, like, too good compared to what... I feel like he just should have stuck with 30 Seconds to Mars as a career. Get out the acting game. Get out the acting game, homie.
He's been doing it a while. He already has an Academy Award, so...
Yeah, why further?
Why keep going?
Stop it. You're going to ruin yourself. You made 35 million people hate you because you decided to do a movie. And you made probably 13 people in a basement like you.
13 people in a basement?
I thought he did a really good Joker. He was better than Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like your basement dweller dweeb nerd to me.
Roll the dice, you son of a bitch. No, I have a lot of respect for people who play D&D. Right. I'm not even going to knock it.
Why?
Why do I have a lot of respect for it? Because it
yeah.
takes a lot of patience.
D&D was huge at a Topa store. Is it still that big?
All the people there that they play it.
So,
like,
yeah, there's a couple people
what, that play it. I know that... Jason was super into this. Working there?
Yeah, he still works there. Ah. I got a lot of respect for him, too, because he get off... The other night, he got off at, like, 11, came back in, like... I don't know, it was really early.
Oh, yeah, he came back in at, like, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it was really early in the morning.
Dang.
They're doing everybody like that. They do Zane like that all the time.
What's Zane do? Up front, Steve?
He's still up front.
Hey, team lead up front?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Is he still the goofy, awkward guy that he was?
I don't know. We're knights.
Yeah, I don't know. We're literally like, we're cryptids, bro. That's what we are. If people have seen us, we'd be like,
it has.
Like,
I haven't,
oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys in a long time. It's kind of like finding Bigfoot or something.
No, I've been trying really hard to get this morning position. So.
Yeah,
Maybe I'll be more present in people's lives.
Whew. Yeah, man. I feel that. I'm glad that we actually had like a... I'm off Sunday, Monday, so it was, like, perfect for this to... You guys don't have to work tomorrow, do you? Or you work late?
I'm off. No, neither of us do.
Bro, that's sick.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, your turn for a topic, because I've got to throw out a bunch of shit.
I don't know.
All right.
Jones got something.
Video games.
We're going to take a pee break before we do this, though.
All right.
Especially if we're going into video games.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the... All
right. Go ahead, John. Talk to us about some game stuff.
All right, video games. So, they sort of announced the new another God of War.
Yeah.
Oh, Ragnarok.
Yeah. I've seen that. Wonder how true it could be.
I thought it was kind of confirmed.
It's only confirmed through that, though.
Yeah. Jaden texted it to me and was like, hey, look. Usually he's always about the real news, you know. He wouldn't be looking on, like, forums and shit, so
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I thought it was pretty true, but who knows, I guess.
And then, of course, Resident Evil, they're doing, Capcom doing something big. You got Resident Evil Village, and then you got Netflix's
gonna be so good.
Resident Evil animated series coming up.
Yeah.
And there's a live-action series coming.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of Resident Evil stuff happening.
We're all kind of PlayStation guys, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Ain't about that Halo shit.
Dude, what we need is more zombie stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I really like Halo. I really wish that Halo would be on PlayStation, because Halo...
Okay, just dodge the zombies thing and just ignore it.
No, zombies is definitely like, superior, but I'm just saying I don't hate Halo.
PC or Xbox?
Don't speak against our Lord and Savior, Master Chief.
Yes.
PC or Xbox or Microsoft bought the developers of, was it Skyrim or whatever?
Bethesda?
Fallout.
I didn't know that.
Now you won't be able to get those games.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, right. So the new Elder Scrolls? Yeah, you can't. You won't be able to get it. It's a Microsoft exclusive.
Ooh. Ooh. That's
very sad. That makes me want to make a Molotov cocktail and throw it in any random direction.
Any direction.
Any random direction.
Okay. I'll be sure to stand in... I guess there's no direction, because you could be anywhere.
You say. Yeah. I mean, you never know where you're safe.
Probably right beside you. You don't even know.
He might just slam it on the ground.
Right in front of him.
Yeah, right in front of me. Just
be like, God dang it, Mom!
Anymore! Is that it for your gaming stuff?
Well... I was gonna say there's a lot of
things.
There's
so many good games.
There's so many good games out there.
What are you playing right now?
Let's see here. I played Dead by Daylight, Rainbow Six Siege.
I miss Wi-Fi so much.
Call of Duty. I don't play that new COD though. Let's see. I play a lot of other games. Do again. I beat Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yeah.
It's Black Spidey.
Black Spidey in the house. I want to play it, but I'm still playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
I've been playing 7 Days to Die.
I haven't.
Bro.
Like, I've been old schooling it.
I've already beat Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, I'm really behind on it. Like, I'm on chapter 3, very start, so I'm getting there, but...
I get so good, though. Like,
it is so good. My fucking horse. Oh, I'm not going to spoil it. Sorry.
Your horse is dead?
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I was going to say.
That's not what I was going to do.
I already beat the game.
I know, but like Josh or anybody listening, maybe Josh, they play it. I might play it one day.
It just doesn't, from the videos I've seen, it just doesn't look like my style, but I'm sure I will get bored enough one day.
Maybe you'll forget.
I don't think you realize.
What's your style?
Game is. What is it?
Yeah. You like shooters just, more, third-person shooters and first-person?
I definitely tend to cling more to crafting games.
You play Breath of the Wild?
Like art. Yeah, I love that.
So then Ghost of Tsushima is like Breath of the Wild, except just better graphics.
Well, I mean, I'll probably get bored enough one day to play it. But.
Yeah. Well, fine. When you get to that, the horse moment, you know, maybe you'll forget this, but it's very sad. It was very well done, wasn't it? There's a music cue, and it sang this nice song, and very
then, like,
sad.
Then like a minute down, your horse got
just gets yeeted.
Literally keeps walking poor until it horse. Can't walk anymore and dies.
Poor horse.
Poor whore.
What? What? Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to play. You said you played Day of Daylight?
Dead by Daylight.
I missed the internet. Like,
isn't there Dead by Daylight 2?
No.
Is that what you're playing?
I'm thinking
of something else.
You're thinking of something else.
I'm thinking of State of Decay.
Dead by Daylight is
the fight, the horror
survival game.
Yeah. Like,
with a lot of movie characters, actually.
Right. Like Pyramid Face.
Yeah, Pyramid.
Ghost Face.
Michael Myers.
So they're really the only one they can't get is Jason because he has his own game, right?
Certainly doesn't even have his own game, considering that they didn't get the approval of the creator of the Friday the 13th series.
Really? So they just made this game?
Yeah, they just made it, and then they got sued and lost.
Wow, so now what? The game's just...
It's dead. Pretty much dead. They somewhat support the server still.
Did they have to shut it down or what?
Yeah.
Because of court order. Jeez, I didn't know that. I didn't know that
happened. It would have been it had potential to be a really good game, too.
Yeah, it's very similar. Dead by Daylight is very similar. It's like the same exact thing, right?
Dead by Daylight's amazing. In a way, it's kind of the same. You got to repair the generators.
Right. You play... Do you always play it? Do you play Survivors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you just played monsters or...
You play as the survivor, or you can play as the killer. Mm-hmm. But, fucking mint.
I've never got to play it, because right when they started playing it, which is inevitably when I would have started playing it, because I would have been like, you guys hop on Call of Duty, and then be like, no, we're playing Dead by Daylight. So eventually I would have been like, well, I guess I gotta get Dead by Daylight so I can play with my fucking friends again.
Right.
But yeah, I lost the internet. It's because we moved out here. And
it disappeared.
The boomies.
Moved out in a little honky town.
He couldn't catch it when it left, so. I mean,
fucking Lord knows I ain't got no internet to watch no porn here.
Yeah. What a tragic world for Jonathan.
That'd be sad, man. That'd be super sad.
I got Vibe because Vibe lit and I don't gotta pay for it, bro.
Because I watched that stuff in 4K.
Yeah! So I got that 105 megabytes per second.
Yeah, I got more than that, my guy. I need it, though, for...
I got 0 megabytes per second, fellas.
I get 330.
Oh, damn.
That's a fast internet.
Yep.
Some Usain Bolt right there.
You can stream porn anywhere.
What do you do? Who do you go for?
Sparklight.
Oh.
It was Cable One, and it became Sparklight.
To note that in my mind for the off chance that they have the ability to get me internet.
Yeah, I get like 10 gigabit like upload.
Nice.
Yeah, so that helps a lot for the videos to go up on YouTube. Oh, I wanted to ask you, what character do you play mostly on that game?
Dead by Daylight?
Yeah.
The killer?
He's your main, you know.
The killer?
Yeah.
My main killer is Michael Byers still.
Is he just OP or what?
He's scary OP.
what moves does he have? I know they have like specials.
They don't have specials. They got their quick melee attack, and then they got their lunge attack, and those are just regular hits. And then you can find an offering, which will allow you to kill them. Because you can't actually kill them with your character unless you have the offering. I don't remember what the offering is because I'm still too high, dude.
Like, you always have to put them on that hook? Is that what you always have to do?
Yeah, you can put them on the hook, or you can just leave them on the ground and die, but there's a very good chance that someone will pick them up and heal them.
If they're on the hook, they have to wait the whole time?
No, they don't gotta wait the whole time.
They'll have to wait till someone just lifts them off.
Yeah, someone can lift them off, or they can take the chance and hope that they get off.
Oh my god. Yeah, I've seen people play it. It looks interesting, but...
It's a pretty good game. I like it's kind of like a competitive survival, because now they got a rank system in it. Which, that's all I follow now, it's just the rank system. Right. Because I like to play a lot of games competitive.
Oh gosh. Well, I think we're getting pretty tired. Are you getting pretty tired, Josh? I think this is a wrap up time.
I feel like I'm just saying, but
I have to make some chicken noogies.
Yeah. Oh, some food.
I'm starving.
Some food now. All right. I think that's it, guys. That's been this episode of Kinda Cool Podcast. Thanks for joining us this week. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. If you made it this far, I know you an OG.
You're an OG.
Yeah.
My YouTube channel is Tactical Plum.
My friend. Yeah.
Plug it. Tactical Plum. I haven't uploaded in a long time because I don't have internet right now. But when I do get internet, it's going to be popping. So don't be the one that stole on that.
There's Josh's plug. What do you got to plug, John?
Peace out to the dead homies.
What's your OnlyFans, bro?
my OnlyFans.
Drop the sauce.
My OnlyFans is Millimeter Defeater 5.
How about you just say Belle Delphine?
Belle Delphine.
Belle Delphine fanboy 69. Find Jonathan there on Twitter. That's his Twitter account.
Yeah, I'll post the link in my bio.
Repost
the millimeter.
Sometimes it can be a centimeter.
When it's a good day.
Yeah, on a good day.
It's gotta be nice and warm.
Other than that, millimeter. Take it or leave.
So is that it? Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, I didn't really have anything to say.
Yeah. That's it, y'all. We out of here. Bye.
Duty.